If you're creating good content because you've established your clearly defined audience and what the transformation is that they want from you, the content that you're creating for your content marketing can actually just be your product.
Welcome to Small Business BS, the podcast designed to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit through thought-provoking ideas and actionable business strategies. Each week, entrepreneurs Adam Whitmer and Jeff Gargis dive into creative marketing hacks, proven sales methods, and clever growth strategies. Get ready to unlock the full potential of your business with insights that are both fun and impactful. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Gargis and Adam Whitmer.
Welcome to episode 23 of the Small Business BS podcast. I'm Adam Whitmer, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeff Gargis. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about content marketing, kind of on a high level, to discuss how this would relate to your small business, what content marketing is, and how you can use it. And then we may get into some additional episodes in the future on some specifics. But the idea with this episode is to kind of set that stage of content marketing for small businesses. So Jeff, can you start us off by explaining to our audience what content marketing is?
First off, I enjoyed the Jeff Gargis, the way you emphasized that today. So I pulled up Content Marketing Institute because I figured they probably have a good definition for content marketing. And then we kind of go from there, whether we agree with or would add to. So contentmarketinginstitute.com says, content marketing is a strategic marketing approach focused on creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content to attract and retain a clearly defined audience, and ultimately to drive profitable customer action. Goes on to say, instead of pitching products and services, a strategic content-driven approach provides relevant and useful content to your prospects and customers to help them solve issues in their work, if you're talking B2B content, or personal lives in the B2C content. Effective use of this approach requires a documented strategy. Building one doesn't have to be complicated, and then they go into, so I don't need to keep reading that. It goes into why I use and stuff like that too. So
holy heck, what does that mean?
So essentially what that means is content marketing is literally the approach of marketing your businesses, your services, your products through creating valuable content that it be valuable to your audience, your target audience. I think the big piece I want to pull out is a clearly defined audience. That's like a huge piece that, right? And it's creating content. So what does that mean? That means creating content either in the form of social media posting or blog posting website or videos or free downloads and email. This all goes into it. So like this all falls into and encompasses content marketing. The majority of what you probably see is a form of content marketing. Now, last episode we focused on like brick and mortar businesses. I'm not going to say it's not, but there's not as much because there's different types of marketing there. But obviously, like if in the online world, I don't know, Adam, if you agree, like 9 out of 10 businesses, like that's the strategy is content marketing. They don't always do it well, but like that's the strategy of, hey, because people don't like to be sold all the time. And that's where this kind of comes from. It's like, well, instead of selling them all the time, why don't we give them value and help so that when they then want to buy something, they're going to think of us. And that's sort of the key of it. I think the example I like best, and then I'm going to let Adam actually say words. Think about the early days of YouTube when it was all like cats playing pianos and stuff like that. Like one of the first big brands to start doing any kind of content on, like actual content, like any kind of marketing on YouTube was the Home Depot, you know, with their orange bibs. And they started putting out help videos, how to replace your toilet seat, how to replace your toilet, all like things like that. And all they had was just, it was someone that just had the orange. It wasn't even a branded orange apron. It was just the orange apron. And then they would work and they'd, you know, show you, here's how you fix your toilet seat. And the premise behind it was, well, if I'm watching their video to fix my toilet seat, when I need either the tools, the hardware, or the toilet seat, I'm probably just going to go there because why wouldn't I? And that's sort of the concept. I've always thought that would be like a nice, easy way to explain, like that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great summary. Just to try to summarize that, I'm sitting here thinking, how do we summarize this down to a little more concise, simple to understand layman's terms? And I think it you know, one way to describe it, and, you know, it's going to be hard to describe it as clear as that definition was, because there was a lot to that. But I think it could be as simple as, you know, content marketing is really giving away free information that your audience would find valuable so that you become the resource for them when they need to purchase something. I think that's the way to put it, is it has to be valuable enough that they need it. It has to be free, because it's not marketing if it's not free. If they have to pay for that, that's not marketing. It's a product. And so it has to be free information that's valuable enough for them to want to access that information that sets you apart as the expert for when they're ready to buy, they purchase from your business. Is that a good summary, Jeff? I mean,
yeah. I think that's an important piece of it. Break it down. It's giving away free stuff with the hopes that someone's going to buy from you at some point, because they've enjoyed and they got value enough from the free stuff that they essentially want to buy from you. Like, that's like, I think when it's really effective, right? When they're like, hey, I know what that product you just told me about, Adam, I know it's going to be valuable because your free stuff's valuable. So if you're going to put a price tag, whether it's $5 or $500, it's got to be valuable. Like, that just makes sense. And I think that's the key where you get into like, well, it's free stuff, but it's valuable to the people that you want. Like, it has to be valuable.
Right. And I think that is the key, is being able to connect with your audience. And, you know, with being free, though, a lot of times it's hard to imagine giving away free things when we're in the business of making money. But the idea is the free things you're giving away is your marketing. And so you may not have to pay for these free things, but it's a way to do marketing without having to pay for it. So it really can help set you apart. And where I'm trying to go with this, Jeff, is it helps set you apart as the expert. It sets you apart. So if you have a hardware store like Home Depot that is literally providing information for people to be able to do home improvement projects instead of having to call a plumber to fix the toilet, but they can do it now on their own. Instead of the plumber going to his distributor and his supplier, you've got these homeowners now who are coming into Home Depot and making the purchase because they're the expert. And they're going to be then bringing their questions to Home Depot to hopefully get answers from the staff that are hopefully trained enough to be able to answer that. And so I think that's the idea behind it. I think that it's important because it sets you apart as the expert. A good reason of why we would use it is because it's often free and a more affordable form of marketing than other types of marketing like billboards, print advertisement, paid advertising, all of that. It's typically cheaper. But the next question I think, Jeff, that we need to answer is what would it look like? You know, what would content marketing actually look like for a small business owner who's thinking about, you know, hey, it's free. Hey, it's effective. Hey, you know, I like the sound of this. What would this actually look like for a small business owner?
So great question. I'm going to share the story of sort of when Chad and I started things, because this was what I pitched to him. I said, we're going to use content marketing. It's what I was doing with clients prior to starting this business with him. And so when we started the business, it was all started with something that we call the grid method, which is our proprietary framework for utilizing mastery learning in classrooms. And Chad created this classroom, and that's what started everything. And the first thing we were going to do was create an online course. And fun story is we initially were selling the course for $99. We made a sale, and then we refunded that sale, and we made it free from that point on. And the pitch that I gave to him, I said, what I want to do is I want to create the course, and I want to create content on the website so that someone, a teacher, could come to our website, take the course, read some blog posts, get some emails, maybe even ask some questions, and then effectively implement the grid method in his or her classroom without ever paying us a dime, which sounds like a terrible sales strategy. But for us, our target was not to sell to teachers. It was to sell to districts, school districts. And so what I said is, I said, if we do that enough times, and we do it the right way, and so that it actually is possible, schools will call us and they'll want to work with us, because they either want to do it on a larger scale and don't know how, they want to do it more effectively or more efficiently, faster, whatever, or because they just like us and want to work with us. And we have literally had schools call us and say, we got a grant, we have this much money, we want to work with you. And we're like, well, what do you want to do? And they're like, we don't know, we just know we want to work with you. And I'm like, that's a really good sales call. Because then we get this, like, it's just easy. So, like, that's sort of the purpose is, hey, look, I'm going to actually give you actual value. I'm going to give you some sort of a transformation so that when you're ready to take the next step, it just makes sense for you to work with me. And, you know, I think the free stuff, you touched on that, like it's hard sometimes to be like, oh, like give it away. And I actually wrote a newsletter a while back, and it was spurred by something you said in one of our masterminds. The newsletter was, sometimes you can give away the recipe too. Because a common theme or thought process in this world is give away the ingredients, not the recipe, which is, don't get me wrong, not a bad strategy, but like you got to find the right way to do that. And the thought process of that is, I want to tell you how, like all the things you could be doing to get to your, whatever your goal is, but I'm not going to tell you how to do it. And I'm like, to an extent that's valuable, right? To an extent that's going to help me because I'm going to get those things or whatever. But we were in a mastermind. I can't remember who it was, whatever, but we were looking at their lead magnets and part of their content. And you said, and I don't know if you still agree with this or not, but you said this, you said your lead magnet should be so valuable that this mastermind thinks you're stupid for not selling it. And I wrote the newsletter saying like you can actually give away the recipe, because the reality is most time it's actually not that I want the ingredients and the recipe and then I can just do it. It's actually, I just want it done, which is why I'm going to pay you for it. Does that make sense?
It does. And I still believe in that. I think that it's important to give away the ingredients to sell the recipe, but the ingredients have to be extremely valuable. If it's not valuable, people are not going to have a desire to download it. I mean, we can offer all the free content marketing in the world that we want to and spend hours and days and months and years developing and building it. But if it's not something that people actually want, it's not going to be effective. So at the end of the day, it has to be valuable. And the only way it can be valuable is it's good enough to almost be a product. So I still agree with that completely.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I actually think the example that I love giving is John Lee Dumas. If you don't know John Lee Dumas, started Entrepreneurs on Fire, one of the most successful podcasts in a long time. For several years, it was like the number one podcast in business. And I was a listener of the podcast and listened. And eventually, like he had made a lot of money just on sponsorships on the podcast. It was nuts. And he's known, like he was one of the first people that started like releasing, like here's literally, he'd bring a CPA on every month to like prove his financials and stuff. But then he launched a pretty high ticket, like podcast launch, like course package. And I had a buddy that bought it. I don't know what it was, but it was a decent chunk of change. And then we went through it. And I found every blog post that made up the package. Now, there was a couple little things that he added, but nothing of, in my opinion, of actual significance. And I'm like, so literally for what you paid a couple $1,000 for, you could have got by going through there. That does not mean that his thing was a scam. That does not mean that it wasn't valuable. That's a really good product, because what most people really want is they want it all together, make it easy for me, right? And while I could have gone, and because you can literally go Google anything and get every piece of information you need, but what I really want is Adam to package it nice and easy to me. And I like the way Adam explains things and breaks things down. So I want Adam to go do all that for me, package together, and I'm gladly going to pay Adam for this product that's going to walk me through and get me from where I am to wherever it is that I want to get to. And I think that's the key to how you can actually give it all away and do that. So a lot of times, if you're creating good content because you've established your clearly defined audience and what the transformation is that they want from you, the content that you're creating for your content marketing can actually just be your product or a part of it at least, right? So, you know, the free one of our best pieces of content is our free course on the grid method. It's one of the most common ways that people get on our email list. We're going to get into lead magnets in another episode, I think the next one, right, something like that. But like, right. But like the reality is like, it's also like there are teachers who have just taken that free course, 100% free, and they're killing it in their classroom running the grid method. Now we didn't have a paid course that goes, hey, like this is it. But also like, we're going to spend a whole bunch of time telling you exactly how to do it too. And then on the next level, it's like, well, district pays us because they don't want us. They want us to like really walk them through how to do it and then be there throughout the year to help them facilitate it. Like, so you got to know who your target audience, because those teachers that take the free course and then implement it, they're not our target audience because they're able to do it without us. And there's nothing wrong with that. From an impact mission standpoint, still success. They're still impacting students in a positive way. The school districts that we want are the ones that are like, hey, we really like that. We want to do that, but we don't know how to do that. So can you guys come in and help us do that? And that's us understanding that it's okay if some other districts get it and don't need us because they just figure it out, because they're not our target audience. They don't have that pain point that we need. I think that's where a lot of people get struggles. Well, yeah, but like I can sell it to everyone. It's like, well, you're trying to sell it to very specific people. So get clear on who it is that's buying your stuff and what they're actually looking for and what you can actually do for them. And then give them, to your point, the ingredients have to be valuable too. And sometimes that means that the ingredients just get me a little ways to it that help me at least accomplish part of my goal. And then your product can take them the rest of the way.
Right. No, I think that's all really good information. It's important that it resonates with the people who are listening, or that are wanting the information that you're providing, but it's also important to understand that not everybody's going to buy. There are some people who will only ever want free stuff, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And, even if you do give away all of your ingredients but sell a recipe, there are people who want to pay for that curation of it. So at the end of the day, I'm going to walk into a lumberyard and I'm going to have a project. And, if I'm building a fence, for example, I could buy all the wood individually and the posts and the tools and all that. But if you sell me a kit to install a fence, it's going to be a whole lot easier for me. And I'm willing to pay a premium for that than to just try to source everything individually. And so it's kind of the same thing. Now, I think it's important to kind of shift here and to go into a little bit of practical application. What does content marketing look like for businesses? And I think, Jeff, that this could be our next several episodes to kind of break this down and talk about the specifics of it, because I see content marketing being really three main things for what you and I do. There's other ways to do this, of course, but content marketing, going back to that definition that I mentioned earlier of being free information that's valuable to your audience, that sets you up as an expert so that when they're ready to purchase products and services, they go to you. I think there's three main types of content marketing that apply here. And the first would be something called lead magnets. The second is a funnel, a sales funnel. And the third is email marketing. And so I think it'd be good for us to break those down in the next episodes, kind of do a mini series on content marketing, if that's okay with you, Jeff.
I agree. Can I add two more maybe? This is going to make it longer, but so you said lead magnets, 100% agree, obviously. Funnels, because the lead magnet's kind of silly without a funnel. And then email marketing, I think SEO fits in really well here too. And then also maybe the types of content, right? We talk about that valuable content, right? So if you think about and I'm not trying to go too deep because we'll get in there, but you're creating content, different types of content that then takes people to your lead magnets, which then drives them through a funnel, which then utilizes email marketing and all that stuff. But the type of content and SEO is one of the ways in which is how people come to you to begin with, right? Via SEO and or via other distribution channels of creating that content. So I think there's actually maybe five more episodes, if that makes sense, that I think that are all valuable on their own. The ingredients are all good, but I think together it'd be a fun little series. So I'm on board, dude.
Yeah. Well, no promises to the listener. We'll do something. We may not do three.
Yeah, we promise nothing. Maybe because
we'll do five. We'll figure out how to package this to make the most sense. So yeah, no, I think this is great. A great way.
And then Adam, we're going to package together and sell it to him.
That's right.
That's not.
I think our podcast is just it's BS because we're not actually trying to make money on this. So,
no, I like that though. I like that. So yeah, I think over the next couple episodes we can definitely dive into that and break this down. I think that's the way to go. So I'd say then let's wrap it instead of going deeper in this episode. You just want to wrap it?
I do. This sounds
like great. I actually want you to wrap. I want you to wrap.
All right.
Not wrap it up.
That's all we have for this episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. For more information on this episode and others, go to smallbusinessbs.com. Until next time, have fun, be strategic, get out there, grow your business, and have a great week. See you all next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow entrepreneurs. Until next time, keep thinking big and taking action in your business one step at a time.